expected him. I wasn't surprised. I says, this got to work. Mm-hmm. At one frequency or another. Mm-hmm. And then the question was just a matter of finding the ion. Now, since I thought theoretically it's easiest to do for three levels, I solved those equations. I said, let's take a system with spin one, which just has three levels. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, the degeneracy is 2j plus 1. Mm-hmm. And if j is 1, then you have three levels.
Okay.
And the nickel ion has three levels in the microwave region. Mm-hmm. And that's what we tried first. Mm-hmm. Now, that was a very unfortunate choice because of relaxation times. The nickel salts are inappropriate. Mm-hmm. So then we tried chromium, which has four levels. Mm-hmm. And I picked any three of them. Mm-hmm. But we put chromium in a crystal of potassium cobalt cyanide. Mm-hmm. And because that's the crystal we could grow ourselves from an aqueous solution.
Okay.
And we could add just the right chromium amount. And so we grew those crystals. And we got the signal. We weren't the first. The experiment was immediately confirmed at Bell Labs within a few months. Mm-hmm. But that's another story, which I'll do a few minutes later. We were still the first to get amplification at the 21 centimeter wavelength, mm-hmm. which is very important for radio astronomy, because that's where the hydrogen fine structure, hyperfine structure line is, mm-hmm. in astronomy. So we, now that was another example why it took us longer, almost a year longer, as we first had to grow our crystal, but more importantly, it was much harder to get the amplification at a relatively low frequency, mm-hmm. 21 centimeters.
Oh, it was easier for, at the
it was easier at the you pumped at K band and got amplification at X band. Mm-hmm. That was the first one done at Bell Labs. Mm-hmm. Of course, they also had a much larger group. They had Scoville there, and he did it in the ion. The other ion had explicitly suggested, mm-hmm. which was gadolinium, which has a spin of 7 halves, has 8 energy levels. Mm-hmm. But I had explicitly suggested gadolinium, nickel, and chromium.
And were you said the...
But I knew it could hold for any of the transition metal ions. Mm-hmm.